Question 1. You hear a girl talking about a new film.
I know the film is supposed to be fantastic, but normally I wouldn't bother going to see one like that. I mean, this isn't the kind of film that usually appeals to me. The story is based on a book by Hemingway that we're reading in class this term, and I thought that watching the film would make the book clearer to me. So I think I'll go next weekend. I don't think any of my friends have seen it, so I'll see if any of them would like to come with me.
Question 2. You hear a man talking about a car journey he made recently.
I don't know what the problem was. This wasn't the bottleneck you get when you come off the motorway, and anyway, we were traveling towards London, not away from it. I must have been stuck there for over an hour, hardly moving at all, feeling frustrated and anxious that I wouldn't make it in time. I mean, it's not as if there was any other way of getting there, so I had to just hope for the best. It took me 2 hours to reach the airport, although it was only a couple of miles away.
Question 3. You hear a woman talking about a present.
It really was a lovely surprise. I thought she was thinking of getting me something else, because she'd asked me what sort of earrings I liked, so I wasn't expecting a dress. And such a lovely one too. I think the colour really suits me. She's an artist, you know, and she says she's going to paint me in it and give it to me when she's finished. Isn't that exciting? It was so nice of her to make the effort. It's obvious she'd put a lot of thought into it, you know. And of course, I'm delighted. Oh, let me get it, and you can see for yourself.
Question 4. You hear a boy talking about his favourite footballer.
I thought it was going to be a big mistake when he got that transfer from Liverpool. They'd been going through a bad patch these last two seasons, but they were a good team, and I thought he should have stayed. Anyway, it turns out I was dead wrong. He's been getting better and better since he signed with Arsenal, and he scored a hat-trick in the last match. Now I wonder whether Birmingham will try and sign him next season, because I've heard they're very interested in him at the moment.
Question 5. You hear a man booking theatre tickets by phone.
Good morning. Do you have any tickets left for this evening's performance?
Let me just have a look. Well, the rear stalls and circle are completely sold out. There are a few seats left in the front stalls. How many tickets do you want?
Just 2.
Yes, I can give you 2 in the third row. They're £39 each.
£39. I see. All right, I'll take them.
That makes a total of £78. I'll have to ask you to pick them up here by 6:30. And your name is?
Question 6. You hear a woman talking about moving to Scotland.
News travels fast in a small village, I suppose, so everyone seemed to know before I got there that I'd be teaching at the local school. Whether that made the villagers more formal in the way they treated me, for the first few months at least, I really don't know. I gathered from the way they spoke that they regarded me as quite foreign because I came from London, and this did startle me for a while. It's different now, however, I'm pleased to say, and I've made quite a few friends, which is great.
Question 7. You hear a radio advertisement for a museum.
It was an interesting decade, not least as far as music and fashion were concerned. It was a time of wild enthusiasm, but also laid the basis for the future. The 1920s were the dawn of our modern age, when people were still looking back at the previous century. We've recently displayed furniture and paintings from the 1940s and 50s, but you'll see that this is very different. Don't miss the Central Museum's special exhibition. It starts on Monday and will run until after the summer holidays. In fact, it will be on until October the 15th. Don't miss it.
Question 8. You hear two friends talking about a television programme they have both seen.
I thought the last bit was really great, didn't you?
Yes. I'd never have guessed what was going to happen. I mean, everyone thought Molly was miles away on an expedition to Antarctica. And then she walks into the room right at the end. Except it's not Molly at all. It's her twin sister.
Right. You know, that's what makes some soap operas really great. You just have to watch the next episode to find out how it all works out. My mum's always telling me they're a load of rubbish and that I should watch things like documentaries instead. And then she'll sit down and watch a quiz show.